3. Glorified Mortals. Ascendant adjuster-fused mortals compose the bulk of the primary core of the finality. Together with the adopted and glorified seraphim, they usually constitute 990 in each finaliter company. The proportion of mortals and angels in any one group varies, though the mortals far outnumber the seraphim. The Havona natives, glorified material sons, glorified midway creatures, and gravity messengers, and the unknown and missing member make up only 1% of the core. Each company of 1,000 finaliters has places for just 10 of these non-mortal and non-seraphic personalities. We of Uversa do not know the finality destiny of the ascendant mortals of time. At present they reside on Paradise and temporarily serve in the core of light and life, but such a tremendous course of ascendant training and such lengthy universe discipline must be designed to qualify them for even greater tests of trust and more sublime services of responsibility. Notwithstanding that these ascendant mortals have attained Paradise, have been mustered into the core of the finality, and have been sent back in large numbers to participate in the conduct of local universes and to assist in the administration of super-universe affairs, in the face of even this apparent destiny, there remains the significant fact that they are of record as only sixth-stage spirits. There undoubtedly remains one more step in the career of the mortal core of the finality. We do not know the nature of that step, but we have taken cognizance of, and here call attention to, three facts. 1. We know from the records that mortals are spirits of the first order during their sojourn in the minor sectors, and that they advance to the second order when translated to the major sectors, and to the third when they go forward to the central training worlds of the super-universe. Mortals become quartan or graduate spirits after reaching the sixth circle of Havona, and become spirits of the fifth order when they find the Universal Father. They subsequently attain the sixth stage of spirit existence upon taking the oath that musters them forever into the eternity assignment of the core of the mortal finality. We observe that spirit classification or designation has been determined by actual advancement from one realm of universe service to another realm of universe service, or from one universe to another universe, and we surmise that the bestowal of seventh spirit classification upon the mortal core of the finality will be simultaneous with their advancement to eternal assignment for service on hitherto unrecorded and unrevealed spheres, and concomitant with their attainment of God the Supreme. But aside from these bold conjectures, we really know no more about all this than you do. Our knowledge of the mortal career does not go beyond present Paradise destiny. 2. The mortal finaliters have fully complied with the injunction of the ages, be you perfect. They have ascended the universal path of mortal attainment, they have found God, and they have been duly inducted into the core of the finality. Such beings have attained the present limit of spirit progression, but not finality of ultimate spirit status. They have achieved the present limit of creature perfection, but not finality of creature service. They have experienced the fullness of deity worship, but not finality of experiential deity attainment. 3. The glorified mortals of the Paradise Core of Finality are ascendant beings in possession of experiential knowledge of every step of the actuality and philosophy of the fullest possible life of intelligent existence. While during the ages of this ascent from the lowest material worlds to the spiritual heights of Paradise, these surviving creatures have been trained to the limits of their capacity, respecting every detail of every divine principle of the just and efficient, as well as merciful and patient, administration of all the universal creation of time and space. We deem that human beings are entitled to share our opinions, and that you are free to conjecture with us respecting the mystery of the ultimate destiny of the Paradise Core of Finality. It seems evident to us that the present assignments of the perfected evolutionary creatures partake of the nature of postgraduate courses in universe understanding and super-universe administration, and we all ask, Why should the gods be so concerned in so thoroughly training surviving mortals in the technique of universe management?